Text 6. You will hear a story about a kind deed. Imagine this. You stand in a queue and it is almost your turn. Then it happens. The customer in front of you says he has forgotten to bring his wallet and has no money. So the order is cancelled and the customer is shamed by the cashier. I was once in a similar situation, but it was an elderly man who had lost his wallet. As the flustered old man scrambled to find his wallet in different pockets on his shirt and pants, I stepped up to the cashier and pretended that I knew the old man. I called him Grandpa and told him that I was sorry I had arrived late. Then I looked at the cashier and put some dollar notes on the counter to pay for the order. The elderly man was too stunned to say anything. He merely looked at me curiously and checked his pockets again and again, as if he thought his wallet would miraculously show up. When the tray of food came, I carried it to a vacant table, with the elderly gentleman following closely behind me. "I'm sorry, young man. I have a hard time trying to remember who you are. You see, I have no grandchildren, and I don't have any money to pay you." I told the elderly gentleman that he looked so much like my grandfather, whom I missed dearly. I just wanted to have a meal with him because that was what I had promised my grandfather, but never had the opportunity to do so. We had a lovely meal together, and then I bade him farewell, advising him to keep his personal belongings carefully.